Harsh sentences for Iranian house church Christians. Iran's revolutionary court handed down heavy prison terms totaling over 50 years to five Iranian Christians connected to underground house churches in late 2025. It was a conviction against ordinary faith acts like praying together, baptizing believers, sharing communion, celebrating Christmas, and distributing Bibles. A crackdown on converts and independent worshipers is intensifying, according to groups like Article 18 and International Christian Concern. Among them are Iranian-Armenian pastor Joseph Shabazian, Lida Alexani, Nasser Navarjoel Tape, Ida Najaflu, and another woman whose name isn't divulged. The judge, known for tough security rulings, presided over the case. Most got 10 years under amended laws punishing propaganda and gathering in collusion, with some getting extra time. Lida got 8 years. Both Joseph and Nasser had previous imprisonments for similar involvement in house churches. Authorities pardoned and released them earlier, Nasser in 2022 after nearly 5 years, Joseph in 2023 after over a year. Yet intelligence agents rearrested them in February 2025, along with Ida. Lida joined later in April. They endured months in Evin prison before hearings in September and October. In November and December, they got verbal verdicts. The indictment drew on a 2010 speech by Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei warning against house churches as threats. It equated Protestantism with Zionist Christianity, accusing defendants of foreign links. Prosecutors highlighted Joseph's pride in sharing the gospel and Nasser's Bible distribution as crimes. The Ministry of Intelligence reviewed personal items, including scriptures. Aida's family faced around $130,000 bail and Nasser's nearly $250,000. Both record highs for Christian cases. Joseph's family got misleading info, with no official bail set. According to Article 18, there's no due process, long detentions, and sky-high bails. Ida, 44, has rheumatoid arthritis and had spinal surgery before she got arrested. She fell from a top bunk in Evin on October 31st, fracturing her T12 vertebra. The official ignored her warnings about climbing. The next day, she got an x-ray, but she got back in prison without full care, even though she was in pain. She got surgery, but an infection sent her back to the hospital in November. A lawyer posted publicly about tears shed visiting her, pleading for help. During a hunger strike protesting rearrest, Nasser suffered a stroke. Joseph suffered health complications as well. There's a big gap between Iranians and Armenians, where only Armenians and Assyrians get recognition. Converts from Islam face apostasy risks here, but they're not formally charged. Persian speakers don't have approved venues, so gatherings are underground. People find faith this way, sharing quietly in their homes, despite dangers. Hundreds of Christians have been jailed on faith-related charges since 2025. At least 9 got 10 years or more. Dozens remain behind bars. The U.S. State Department condemned the sentencing, saying no one should face incarceration because of their faith. The defendants have 20 days to appeal, but to the same court. Communities pray in secret. Families wait anxiously. Stories like these highlight the cost of conviction in an environment where private faith becomes public danger. In spite of isolation and uncertainty, believers hold on. Christian persecution in Iran, house churches, Evin prison, Joseph Shabazian, Nasser Navarjoel Tape, Ida Najaflu, Lida Alexani, Article 18, Religious Freedom Iran, Christian converts, Revolutionary Court, Medical Neglect Prisoners, Underground Churches. 5 Iranian Christians, including rearrested leaders, have been sentenced to more than 50 years combined in prison for house church activities like prayer and Bible sharing. Ida Najaflu was injured in Evin prison. 212 characters. In late 2025, Tehran's Revolutionary Court sentenced 5 Iranian Christians linked to house churches to over 50 years in prison combined for routine faith practices like praying, baptism, and Bible distribution. Under national security laws, the group includes Pastor Joseph Shabazian, his wife Lida, Nasser Navarjoel Tape, Ida Najaflu, and an unnamed woman. A couple of men were previously imprisoned. Rights groups complain about lack of due process and high bails, while the U.S. condemns the rulings as repression of religious minorities.